giving honor to the God of heaven for allowing us to be present at this place at this time, and knowing that God has extended his mercy towards us, to him we are eternally grateful. We're grateful to Brother James Meadows and the lectureship committee for inviting me to come and to have this opportunity to talk a little tonight. And Brother Meadows told me that I have about 35 minutes, and I asked him whether it was an hour and 35 minutes. We shall try our best to stay within the allotted time and may be able to give you some time back if it's possible. It's good to have with me tonight my wife of 37 years. I try to get that right. Goldie, she is over there. Goldie, will you stand? 37 years with the same woman. We are delighted that she could be with me tonight. According to the pattern, I think when we think of a pattern, definition-wise, a person or things considered worthy of imitating or copying, a model or a plan used as a guide in making things, sets of forms to shape, of which material is cut for assembling in the finishing articles. But long before God gave Moses the pattern to make the tabernacle, God has given many other patterns. And you realize the fact that when you see in the Bible, according to, it was the pattern. Noah was told to make an ark out of gopher wood. When man became extremely wicked on the face of this earth, and the Bible says that every imagination of the thoughts of men's heart was only evil continually, God decided that he was going to destroy man from the face of the earth. But there was one man there said, I'm not going to be like Uncle Tom, and I'm not going to be like Aunt Susie. The Bible says that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And Noah was told to build an ark out of gopher wood. He was told to build it 300 cubits long and 50 cubits wide and 30 cubits high. He was to put a window in it, a door in it. I want you to notice that he was to put rooms in it. And as I think about Noah building the ark and putting rooms in it, for a long time, I just look at rooms in the ark and the animals in different rooms. But then I start seeing master bedroom for Noah and his sons. But I want you to notice something. That the Bible says in Genesis chapter 6 and verse number 22, thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. So Noah built the ark as God directed him to. The Passover was kept according to all that Jehovah had commanded. That is found in the book of Numbers, the chapter is 9, verse 5, and verse number 12. The children of Israel remained and camped or journeyed according to the commandments of Jehovah that is found in Numbers chapter 9 and verse number 20. But let us notice the many scriptures how God commands were followed in building the tabernacle. The Bible says that Moses spake unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which the Lord commanded, saying, take ye from among you an offering unto the Lord, whosoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it an offering of the Lord, gold and of silver and of brass. As is found in Exodus 35, 4 and 5. Look at the response now. I want you to look at the response. And all of the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses. And they came, everyone whose heart stirred him up, and everyone whose his spirit made willing. And they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation. And for all of his service, and for the holy garments. And they came both men and women, as many as were willing hearted, and brought bracelets and earrings and rings and tablets, all jewels of gold. And every man that offered offering and offerings of gold unto the Lord, in Exodus 35, 20, 21, and 22. Then in verse 29 states, the children of Israel brought willing offering unto the Lord. Every man and woman whose heart made them willing to bring all the manner of works which the Lord had commanded to be made by the hand of Moses. So you can see that even their giving was according to the pattern. And our giving in the Lord's church today must be of a willing heart. God is not going to force us to give. And for years when I read 1 Corinthians chapter 16, where it talks about our giving, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye, upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by in store as God. For me, for a long time, I thought that the Lord says, you lay by in store as you prosper. But the Bible says, as God has prospered you. And so, when we give back to the Lord, we do just as these people were doing. We just give back to the Lord a portion of that which he has given to us. You can say amen if you want to. And so that's how our giving must be even today. I want you to notice that Bezalel, the Bible says that he was one of the men that was a wise-hearted man, and to whom the Lord had put wisdom and understanding to know how to work all manners of work for the service of the sanctuary. And then the Bible says, according to all that the Lord had commanded. Now chapter 37, verse number 29. And he made the holy, listen what it says now, and he made the holy anointed oil and the pure incense of sweet spice according to the work of the apostasy. And then it's in verse in chapter 39 and verse number 5. And the curious girdle of his apron that was upon it was of the same according to the work thereof. In other words, the direction that Moses received in the mountain were the direction that was followed. In other words, let's say the blueprint. When this building were built, they first drew out a blueprint. And those builders followed the blueprint. That's the pattern. And we could get this blueprint and put up the same building in Charleston, South Carolina, following the pattern. Brethren, today in the church, we must follow the pattern. The Bible says according to the work thereof, of gold, of blue, of purple, of scarlet, and of fine twine linen, as the Lord commanded Moses. Now look at verse number 32 of chapter 39. Thus all the work of the tabernacle, of the tent, of the congregation finished, and the children of Israel did according to all the Lord commanded Moses, so they. You see that? So they. If you will, look at verse number 42 and verse number 43. According to all that Moses, according to all the Lord commanded Moses, that's of chapter 39. According to all the Lord commanded Moses, so the children of Israel made all the works. And Moses did look upon the works, and behold, they had done it as the Lord had commanded. Even so had they done it, and Moses blessed them. Now, in setting up God's house, and I'm saying all of this just to show you that they follow the pattern. And Moses spake, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, of the first day, that's chapter 40 of Exodus, of the first day of the first month shalt thou set up the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation. I want you to notice that verse 16. It says, thus did Moses according to all that the Lord commanded him, so did he. Look at verse number 19. And he spread abroad the tents over the tabernacle, and put the covering of the tent above upon it, as the Lord commanded Moses. Verse number 21. And he brought the ark unto the tabernacle, and set up the veil of the covering, and covered the ark of the testimony, as the Lord commanded Moses. Verse number 23. And he set the bread in order upon it before the Lord, as the Lord had commanded Moses. Verse number 25. And he lighted the lamps before the Lord, as the Lord commanded Moses. Verse number 27. And he burnt sweet incense thereon, as the Lord commanded Moses. Verse number 29. And he put the altar of the burnt offering by the door of the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation, and offered upon it the burnt offering and the meat offering, as the Lord commanded Moses. Verse number 32. When they went into the tent of the congregation, and when they came near unto the altar, they washed as the Lord commanded Moses. All of these verses states, as the Lord commanded Moses, it was according to the pattern. The Church of Christ is according to the pattern. The Bible teaches us that Jesus is the founder and the builder of the church. Matthew chapter 16, verse number 18. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Peter learned early in Matthew chapter 17 and verse number 5 that we are to hear Christ. Peter wrote in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse number 11, the same Peter that says, Lord, it is good for us to be here. Let us build here three tabernacles. Peter wrote and says, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God has given him. Jesus included it in his eternal purpose. That is the church. According to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10 and 11. And he promised to build it, as we just said in Matthew 16, 18. It was built upon him as the foundation, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11 and 12. And he is the head, Colossians chapter 1 and verse number 18. And that's the reason why I know. That's the reason why I know that when you find the Pope, the Bishop, the presiding elder stand as head of churches, that is not the Church of Christ, because it is not according to the pattern. He loves it supremely, according to Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 25. Husband, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. Not only that, the Bible says that he gave his life for her. His blood, life is in the blood. So he gave his life in order to purchase the church. He will come again someday and will present her back to his heavenly home as a bridegroom bringing home his bride, according to chapter 5 of Ephesians and verse number 27. But then we're talking about according to the pattern. Its worship is according to the pattern. Worship today must be based upon the word of truth of the gospel. John chapter 4, verse 24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must, not maybe or perhaps, must worship him in spirit and in truth. John 17, 17, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. And so we must worship God in spirit and in truth. Nowhere in the New Testament where God has authorized the use of mechanical instrument of music in the worship, to worship to himself. Therefore, to engage in such a practice is to do so without divine authorization. I remember some years ago, I was up in D.C. engaged in a gospel meeting, and there was a member of the body of Christ, a sister, a member of that congregation. She came up to me and said, Brother McElveen, says, you spoke on instrumental music tonight. Says, I don't believe a word of it. I don't think nothing wrong with it. And she says, I have talked with great preachers about it. I said, sister, it doesn't matter who you talk to about it. It's what the Bible teaches. Do you not know that there are times that we talk with folks about things without going and see what the Bible says about it? Because when we stand at the judgment, the book will be opened before us, and we will be judged according to what's written in the book. Talk about brother so-and-so says this, and brother so-and-so said that. It doesn't matter what they say, it's what God says. That's what counts if we are going to do things according to the pattern. Such a course always proves to be fatal, as evidenced by the account of Nadab and Abihu. In the 10th chapter of the book of Leviticus, you know what happened? They didn't go according to the pattern. They didn't go according to the pattern. And let me tell you something. Just because you see a building that has Church of Christ, you better know what's going on the inside. You better know what's going on in the worship service. Because if it's not according to the pattern, then God will not accept it. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse number 21, that we are to prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. 2 John 9, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ, hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ hath both the Father and the Son. We must be sure that each of us, not just the preacher, but each of us become students of the Bible, study this book for ourselves, and find ourselves following the roadmap. If you only rely on what you get from the pulpit 30 or 35 minutes on Lord's Day, you're weak. You're weak. When you get up to some sort of obstacle in your life, you don't know what way to go because you don't know what says the Lord. You do not know what's in the blueprint, so you don't know what way to go. Officers in the church must be according to the pattern. When we select elders, ordain elders in the Lord's church, they must be according to the pattern. Because a man is a good businessman doesn't qualify him to be an elder of the Lord's church. Because a man becomes a millionaire and he is smart in business dealing does not qualify him to be an elder in the Lord's church. We must follow the pattern. We must follow the pattern. And let me say this. We cannot let folks select men to serve as elders in the Lord's church that do not know the pattern. Did you hear what I said? Because if a man doesn't know the pattern, he will select a man whether or not he is friendly, whether or not he is likable. But any man can be friendly and likable, but cannot be cut according to the pattern. And that's the reason why so many of our churches today go astray. And sometimes, it is just like Paul says, from among you elders, men rise up speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. And it's happening in our country today. And most of the time, it was the wrong man put in the position. And he become puffed up, lifted up with pride, because he did not meet the specification that was laid down by our Lord. Amen, church? Those who go beyond the doctrine of Christ do not have God's approval. Those who bid such transgressors, they are guilty, as the Bible says, of their evil deeds. Because the Bible says, if they go onward and abide not in the doctrine, you are not to receive it or receive him into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. And so become students of the Bible, that you are not guilty of bidding someone Godspeed who is a transgressor of God's word. I tell folks all the time, study the book for yourselves. I tell folks at Isaiah Drive all the time, check the book for yourself. When you are out talking with folks about the gospel, you should be able to at least tell them what the plan of salvation is according to the pattern. The plan of salvation is according to the pattern. Just the other day, there were some new workers in our community from the Jehovah's Witness persuasion. They were in our community. They don't usually stop at my house, but these were some new fellas, some new ladies. So they knock on my door, and I went to the door with with a tie on and et cetera. And I says, well, talk with them a little while. He said, well, won't you come on in? I said, no. So you going out? I said, no, I just came in. So I got them on the inside. When I got them on the inside, the only thing that I asked them, what does the Bible teach us that a man must do in order to become saved? And then they start says, well, he need to do this and that. I said, well, what about baptism? I said, you said something a few moments ago that baptism is a dedication. I says, where can you find that in the Bible? And so they turned their little black book. And you know what they came up with? They came up with Acts 2:38 and 1 Peter 3 and 20 and 21. I know they were messed up then. And so when she read it, I said, well, look at what the Bible says there. I said, the Bible says in their New World Translation that it's for the forgiveness of sins. She says, tell you what. We have to go. Well, I knew that all along. Because if someone asks you a question and you do not have the answers, it's nothing for you to do but go. And so that's why the Bible says that we must be always ready to give an answer of the hope that is within us. And the only way that we will know that is that we must know what's in the book. And let them know that this is according to the pattern. I would like to say to our young people today, there's nothing that can take the place of Bible study. It doesn't matter how smart you are in school. It doesn't matter what vocation in life you are planning to pursue. Nothing takes the place of God's Word. If you are going to be a professor, if you are going to be a doctor, if you are going to be an attorney, you are better off, first of all, being a child of God. And know what is written in this book. And follow it according to the pattern. There are times in the world in which we live, we teach folks the gospel and they are going back to our city in a far or another state. Then you have to go and say, wonder where's a strong sound church that they don't walk in the door and see a choir. Did you hear that? That they do not walk in the door and instead of the whole church singing as we sung tonight, they have group singing. I'm talking about for the worship service. Somebody is missing the cut. Somebody is missing the cut. And we need men today. I'm grateful for the school. And I trust that the professors that are in the school will instill into these young men that they must hold on to the pattern. That the church tomorrow will be as strong or stronger than it is today. The Lord's Supper. My time is gone. As we look into the New Testament, in regards to the Lord's Supper, We are instructed to eat of the Lord's Supper. Jesus instituted it. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 26 through 29. Mark chapter 14, verse 22 through 25. Luke chapter 22, verse 14 through 23. Paul referred to this in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24 through 25. We are taught that as often as we eat of the Lord's Supper, we proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. We have the example in Acts chapter 20 and verse number 7 that they partake of the Lord's Supper on the first day of the week. We have denominational churches today commune their sick on Monday and some on Tuesday. Do you not know that soon someone in the Lord's church gonna say, I see no harm in it? What's wrong with that? And I want to leave you with this thought tonight. What's wrong with that? They say, I see no harm in it. And I tell folks all the time, that's what's wrong with you. Because you see no harm in it. Someone said, Brother Academy, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with it? If the Lord says, we walk by faith and not by sight. And every time a man says, I see no harm in it, he is not going according to the pattern. Because the pattern says, we walk by faith. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. And so tonight, church, let us go according to the pattern. But the only way we can go according to the pattern, we must know what God has commanded us. Because they did in the tabernacle, those men like Bezaleel, they did those things as the Lord commanded Moses. May God give us the courage to be militant for the gospel and ever do things according to the pattern if we have to stand alone. May God bless you.